8:40, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. Another big event coming up this weekend. This Sunday, a fundraising event that the Rotary Club of Galesburg is hosting, Pints for Polio. I like the start of that, the pints, right? That is a good thing.
I always start with a pint.
Why wouldn't you?
Then I go on to a pitcher.
Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Then
all right.
Bucket.
Joining us to talk more about the event from the Rotary Club start, Tom Foley. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Doing great.
Thanks for coming in with us. Pam Perkins, good morning, Pam. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm great. How about yourself?
Very good. Chris Rosencheck. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Doing great.
Great. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in with us this morning. Really appreciate it. All right. Well, the idea... Pints for Polio, who came up with the idea in the first place?
It actually came from our district governor.
Okay.
He makes the rounds when he starts his new term, and it actually is Rotary International wide with all Rotary clubs, so it sounded like a great idea. It sounded like something that I thought this community could really get behind, and we kind of needed a little boost like this in our town right now, so I just said, let's do this.
Absolutely. Chris, talk a little bit about Rotary and the people that don't know, because there's a lot of service clubs and organizations. Kind of talk about Rotary and their mission.
Yep. So Rotary has several different avenues of service. I'd say our club, our Sunrise Club, our main focus is community service, different projects around the community, develop the community. But Rotary International, this polio cause is something that we've been behind for over 30 years now.
Yeah, so it's been going on for a while. Well, the event is coming up on Sunday, 156 East Bar and Grill here in Galesburg. And, Tom, there's some really cool things going on with this. Bartending competition, kind of a cool thing. I guess we're pitting some different community members against each other. And I guess it's whoever gets the most tips is a winner. Is that right?
But that's right.
In the long run, I guess the winner is the Pints for Polio.
That's right. That's right. And it's not that they have to drink the most either. they're just supposed to collect the most tips.
Got it. Okay.
And the other thing is the name is kind of cute, but it's not like we're promoting polio. You know, we're trying to eradicate polio.
Exactly.
Polio is a horrible thing. You know, a friend of mine, Marilyn Smith, just passed away, and she had polio all her life. And so, we're trying to get rid of polio, folks. You know, we're not promoting polio. So it's going to be So you're right. But so we got Kyle Rillerter from Glory Days. And so, and he's going up against another barber, Tanya Gibbs, and that starts at 2:00. So that's our first set. But then the second set is really exciting set.
It's going to be interesting.
That's right.
We've got presidents of our local colleges here, Seamus Riley from Carl Sandburg College, Andrew McGadney from Knox College. That'll be an interesting battle.
Yeah, so that'll be kind of like the two colleges against each other.
You know?
So if you support Knox, you got to come support the new president. But, of course, Seamus is a member of our club, so he's gonna have a lot of power, I think. So it's going to be interesting. Sandburg against Knox.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Well, and then we're pitting service clubs against each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, we're bringing clubs together.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Which makes our community even stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So 156 East Bar and Grill here, just kind of across the Park Plaza from us here. Sunday gets underway at 2:00, 2 to 5. Of course, there will be food available, silent auction, 50-50 drawing, and, of course, the tip battles. Talk about some of the items that are going to be available on the silent auction.
We have been very fortunate, have collected over 50 items for the silent auction. People in this community have been so, you know, so generous with this. We have Harold Timmons from Jet Air has given not only a Stearman aerial tour, but also one in the North American AT-6 military plane that they have at the airport now. We have rounds of golf from Lake Bracken and Bunker Links. We have a wine basket from Hidden Hills, a rock to engrave Harvin Sharon Ponder from Lackey Monument. Gave us one of those. We have two nights stay at the Walnut Grove Farm Bed Breakfast, as well as a night at Brown's Business College building a Airbnb, which is
mine.
Tom Foley's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So you can stay downtown, or you can stay all the way out in Knoxville. And then, you know, you could use this for a guest, or you just use it for yourself.
Yeah.
Away
without getting away, kind of.
That's right. Yeah. And boy, I'm going to be bidding on that Stearman flight for sure. I mean, the Stearman thing is a great, it's just, so we, yeah, I agree, Pam. We've got some fantastic silent auction items. And so it's going to be fun. And also, you can pick up something maybe at a deal. I think it might go overpriced, but that's okay. That's good for everybody.
We want people to have fun, but we also want to raise the money to eradicate polio too.
That's right.
And Chris, yeah, that's the thing. It's all about, you know, the 50-50 drawing as well, and the tip battles. It's going to be a great time. People are going to have fun, but it's all about something serious though.
Yeah, you got it. And it's something that's really important to our clubs. You know, over time, the Rotary Club has helped reduce polio by almost 100%. Right now, there's only two countries in the world that still have wild polio cases. I believe last year was the first year that there were no wild polio cases in Africa.
Absolutely. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Africa is polio-free. It's been declared. You're right, Chris.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, and Tommy, growing up, we all knew somebody. There wasn't that many, and it's gotten fewer and fewer, which is a thing. But we've all known somebody or somebody, a family member. We want it completely eradicated.
Excellent. That's right. So it's a horrible disease, and the Rotary Clubs all around the whole world have been supporting trying to get rid of this. And then I also mentioned that we're also working with the Gates Fund, and so they're going to be matching some of that money, actually all the money. So
2-to-1 match. That's right. We make,
wow,
they match it 2-to-1.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so it means really if you only give us $5, which is still nice, that really is 15, right?
Absolutely.
Can I subtract, right?
Okay. That is correct.
Multiply. Whatever it is.
That is correct.
Don't ask me about math. That's right.
that's a great thing, though. But
you know, and as you guys already mentioned, you also could come down and have a pint, you know? And 10% of that goes to the cause also. So Will is helping us. Will Azar has really just been fantastic at 156 East, and he's also a member of our club, actually past president.
Yeah, and actually, of course, you can grab a bite to eat while you're there as well. So if somebody's not able to attend but would maybe like to help out, how could they go about that?
They can contact this actually is a combination of the two Rotary groups. There are two Rotary groups in Galesburg. They can contact any one of us at Sunrise Rotary, which Chris and I are in, or Tom is in the Noon. And we'll be happy to come and pick something up or make arrangements to get something from them. That would be great. And in fact, some of these, I know two bartenders that have already started collecting things from people that maybe couldn't be there.
That's awesome.
It's already a go.
You know, one thing I always ask, and I know you guys as members, you do recruit and try to get people to join, and as do the other service clubs. But Chris, if somebody's like interested and maybe didn't know that much about Rotary, it's like, well, maybe I'd be interested in becoming a member. How would they go about that?
Yep. So the most common way to do that is either on the internet or on Facebook. Each of our clubs has a page on Facebook, Galesburg Sunrise Rotary or Galesburg Noon Rotary. And Tom, I believe your website is galesburgrotary.com, and our website is GalesburgSunriseRotary.com.
Okay. So I imagine people, if they can just come, hey, Tom, I know you're a Rotary member. I'm interested.
So really anybody that's a member can help you get information about joining if you're interested. But again, this is going to be a great event. Yes, certainly they could come to Pines for Polio and also get information about joining one of our clubs. But it's also an event that's just going to be just fun and just going to be a good time. And we encourage people to come down to 156 on Sunday.
All for a great cause. Pines for Polio this Sunday. 156 East Bar and Grill here in Galesburg. The address is in the name. 156 East Main.
here in downtown Galesburg.
Yeah.
Right. The old Walgreens, we still call it. That's
yep.
right.
Yep.
That's
right. 2-to-5 this Sunday, Pines for Polio. And it's going to be a great time. 50-50 drawing, silent auction, tip battles. Pam, anything else you'd like to add about the event or about Rotary?
Well, Rotary's a great thing. We have a good time. We have a lot of good people, very good people. So this is going to be a really nice experience. All of the people that I asked to be guest bartenders, I asked specifically because they all embrace a special sense of the community and a desire to make a difference. And the most important thing, though, is their personalities. They're all fun, and they could embrace and understand the fun in this. And so they're really going at it. They're doing some trash talking already as they should. And I think the battle, you know, certainly with Seamus and with our new Knox president, Andrew, that a lot of people don't, you know, maybe have not met him yet. So,
well, yeah, I think, yeah, this is one of the first public events that he's going to be at. So
yeah,
this,
it is.
This is a
it
chance. You can come down and meet the new president of Knox College and have a pint. I mean, you can't
how can you beat that? And he'll serve it up to you.
And he'll serve it up to you.
Serve it up to
and
you.
Ask for a tip.
We had him at a couple weeks ago. We got great personality, so that'll be fun between those two. Yeah,
they all, every one of them. And we haven't mentioned yet the club battle between Rotarian Trent Cox and then Noon Lion Tiffany Springer. So I sent I sent Trent a message that I've, you know, kind of read up on how to protect him from a charging lion. So he's got
there. You go.
I'm gonna predict right now. No doubt. We're going to beat those wonderful Lions folks.
Ooh.
We're going to overwhelm them. That's right. We're going to overwhelm them.
Yeah.
And they're a great service club, too, of course. But I know we're going to beat them. Tiffany's going to go down. Trent's going to whop them.
I just think it's wonderful that they are coming to join us and that they are coming to be a part of us and to support our cause and our event. I just think that's a great thing for our community.
Absolutely. Chris, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to say I'm just really excited to see what happens, see what we can do. And I think on the back end, it's going to feel really great to be able to look at it and say, wow, look what our community accomplished. And I think we're going to find it very inspirational.
Yeah, and there's going to be, Tom, a really fun time. But again, it's about something serious. We want to get rid of polio.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a horrible virus that's still exists around in a few countries in our world, and we want to get rid of it. And
absolutely.
So we're going to do that.
Pints for Polio again this Sunday at 156 East Bar and Grill here in downtown Galesburg. Gets underway at 2 o'clock, 2 to 5 p.m. And again, it's just going to be all kind of fun things going on. And you can help out and get rid of polio, have a great time, and find out about Rotary as well. Maybe a little bit about Lions. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Tom Foley, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Pam Perkins, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Chris Rosencheck, thanks. Appreciate your time.